From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia says it has brokered a 72-hour extension for a local ceasefire in the Syrian city of Aleppo, where recent fighting between the Syrian regime and rebels have left nearly 300 people dead. Earlier, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed hope the fighting would soon subside.
We will continue to work to de-escalate the violence all across Syria in hopes of being able to move back to the talks as soon as people have a confidence that this is really taking hold.
Mounting violence in Aleppo and other regions has threatened to derail political talks between the Syrian regime and the opposition, as well as the multinational effort to fight the Islamic State. U.S. monitoring group says North Korea may be preparing to carry out a nuclear test as Pyongyang holds its first ruling party Congress in decades. The website 38 North said Friday satellite images show vehicle movement at a nuclear test site where there is often no activity except during preparations for a test. South Korean officials have been on alert in the event that North Korea will conduct a fifth nuclear test to coincide with the Congress. The Kenyan government says it plans to close the country's two main refugee camps, a move that would impact some 400,000 refugees. Amnesty International called the decision reckless and said it would put thousands of innocent people at risk. Kenya's government agrees that there is risk and said it was forced because of security issues. This is VOA News. Sadiq Khan of the Labour Party will be London's first Muslim mayor. In one generation, Khan, now 45 years old, symbolizes how Muslims in Britain have gone from outsiders who were allowed to fill with Labour jobs during Britain's post-war reconstruction to members of the ruling elite. In the past six decades, London has grown from a homogeneous city to a booming, cosmopolitan and multicultural capital that draws people from all over the world. There are now 3 million Muslims living in Britain. Turkey's president has ruled out reforming the country's anti-terror laws, the European Union demanding that those laws be refined. The story now from Dorian Jones in Istanbul.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan delivered a tough message to the European Union, telling supporters in a conservative Istanbul stronghold that with the country facing terrorist attacks, reforming its anti-terror laws is out of the question. Brussels is demanding the reform as one of five remaining conditions for Turkey to be eligible for visa-free travel to much of Europe. But Erdogan said he's not interested in such a deal. They say they are going to abolish visas, and this is the condition, Erdogan said. I'm sorry, we're going our way, you go yours, he said. Brussels claims that Turkey's anti-terror laws are far too broad, but Erdogan insists that with the country facing the twin threats of Kurdish rebels and Islamic State terrorism, the laws need to be expanded rather than curtailed. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Turkish court sentenced two prominent journalists to 5 years in prison Friday, just hours after one of them escaped an attack by a gunman outside the courtroom. John Dundar, editor-in-chief of a leading opposition newspaper, the Cumhuriyet, who was sentenced to 5 years and 10 months at a closed-door trial in Istanbul, while the paper's Ankara bureau chief, Erdem Gül, received 5 years behind bars. Both were found guilty of revealing state secrets, but were acquitted of several other charges, including trying to topple the government. In U.S. politics, presumptive Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump and Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan have agreed to meet next week, just days after Trump essentially clinched the GOP presidential nomination with a win in Indiana's primary. Ryan said that he is not ready to support Trump because of questions about his commitment to conservatism. Trump responded with a statement saying he is not prepared to back Ryan's agenda. You can get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.